Gypsy Boy, My Life in the Secret World of the Romany Gypsies, Mikey Walsh. They were travelling through Berkshire with the rest of their convoy when my granny Ivy's water broke in the back of a van. Most gypsy women in those post-war days would give birth at home, with the help of other women, but being less than 4 feet tall and easily mistaken for a pygmy in a cardigan, Ivy, despite having the temperament of an ogre, was in no condition to have a home birth without the aid of a real nurse and a couple of doctors. The nearest hospital was the rural Berkshire, and Ivy had no choice but to go there for the birth of her child. She successfully popped out a strapping boy, Tory, and within a couple of years she was back there, this time producing twins, my father Frank and his sister Prissy. Ivy's youngest and most precious, Joseph, arrived another 2 years after that. Ivy and my grandfather, old Noah, were gypsy royalty, and the dedication that the Royal Burkes bestowed on one of the gypsies' best-known elders was not forgotten. By the time Joseph arrived, just about every new baby in the gypsy community was being born there. Reading is a sprawling town just outside London, with no major landmarks or attractions. But its status as home to the Royal Burkes made it the most popular gypsy destination in the country. Wherever they were, when the time to give birth drew near, travelling families would flock to one of the many campsites surrounding the town. When my own turn came, the moment was witnessed by my father, Grandad Noah, Granny Ivy, my other granny, Betty, my mum's sister, Aunt Minnie, and her husband, Uncle Jabez. Births, like weddings and funerals, were a shared event in the gypsy world, and this one all the more so. Not only because my mother had a heart murmur and there were fears for her health, but because the family were fiercely determined that she would deliver them a boy.